James Traficant, the bombastic congressman from Youngstown, Ohio, angrily faced his colleagues at a House Ethics Committee hearing today. It is the beginning of a process that is all but certain to lead to Traficant's expulsion from Congress, something that's happened only once since the Civil War. The nine-term Democrat, who is running for re-election as an independent, was convicted 2 months ago on 10 counts of federal bribery, tax evasion, and racketeering. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
True to his renown as one of Congress's least refined and most cantankerous members, James Traficant defiantly barged into a hushed hearing room to face his colleagues on the Ethics Committee. First, though, he had a few words for the news photographers crouching before him.
Get these cameras out of my face.
He then pointed to one of the photographers and declared, "Your fly is down." Turning to committee lawyers, he asked, "Now do you figure you'll have this lynching done by tonight or what?" Committee Chairman Joel Heffley, a Colorado Republican, promptly issued a pointed warning.
All participants will be required to avoid unruly, inappropriate language or behavior. I expect all parties to these proceedings to conduct themselves at all times in a manner that reflects credibility on the House of Representatives.
Any breach of decorum, Heffley warned, could lead to the hearing being held behind closed doors. Traficant, seated alone at a table and acting in his own defense, just as he did during his trial, listened quietly as staff attorney Ken Kellner detailed the charges against him.
The personal labor and services Representative Traficant required of his congressional staff could no way be characterized as isolated or technical violations of the rules. Far from it, Representative Traficant had his congressional staff laboring at his farm in Ohio, baling hay in the hot summer, building and repairing horse stalls, doing plumbing, electrical work, construction, and much more.
Kellner said the only pay those staff members received for their services was their congressional salary. Traficant scoffed at the charge.
Those members of my staff that come out on the weekend to like me, and most of them were looking for a damn raise. I never forced anybody to do anything. And I am an American, and I have friends. And my friends can help me.
Looking like an aging rock star in his tinted glasses, shaggy gray hair, bell-bottoms, and cowboy boots with 4-inch heels, the 61-year-old Traficant declared all the evidence against him nothing more than hearsay.
I have committed no crimes. If I committed crimes, I'd throw myself at the mercy of this judge, try and get 3-4 years with the help of some friends in Congress. But I am prepared to go to jail for 10 to 12 years because I didn't commit these crimes. And I'll be damned if I'm going to be pushed around by the Justice Department. And I want to say to this committee, I love America, but hate the government.
For Traficant, the case brought against him was retribution from former Clinton administration Attorney General Janet Reno, who he said refused to heed his calls to investigate political contributions to Democrats from Chinese officials.
Evidence will show that the part of the genesis of this trial was a vindictive nature of Janet Reno and a targeting by the U.S. Justice Department because of my stand relative to RICO, relative to Reno, not investigating that Chinese money.
He said he fully expected to be expelled by his colleagues from Congress and sent to jail after sentencing that's slated for the end of this month. Still, he showed every intention of seeking re-election next November.
If they put me in jail in Ohio, I might just be the first American to win a congressional seat while incarcerated. But I'm asking this committee to afford a member some fairness.
Traficant's musings about getting reelected may be a long shot, but Youngstown State University political scientist Paul Srasik says Traficant is using this hearing to rev up his campaign.
He's been kind of off the pages, and I think you can even see some polls that are showing him, you know, pretty far down. But things, I think, you know, could change a little bit, and he might understand that. He may understand that this is a performance as much for the voters, you know, in November as it is for the Ethics Committee.
Traficant's expulsion would have to be approved by 2/3 of the members of Congress. Asked on his way out of the hearing whether he had any hope of being exonerated, Traficant had this to say.
Do you have any hope of being
exonerated? Get out of my face! Get the hell out of my face!
Traficant did persuade the panel to allow him to summon half a dozen witnesses. The hearings are to go on at least another 2 days. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.